From 88.5 KPLU, it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Rain, 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 rain.
Well, it's been a wet end to the week, and it looks like there's a bit more of that in store this weekend before we get sunny again. Is this normal? I thought summer had just begun. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. We're going to answer that question and get into some more details on where the rain has been falling and why. First, Cliff, let's get the details of the forecast. It's not all rain, is it?
No, in fact, today will be the end of the worst of it. The heaviest rain's over. We've had an upper-level disturbance that's moving through, and it'll pass through our area by Saturday morning. So, you know, we had a lot of showers and rain yesterday. And today, I'm afraid there's more showers, particularly on the western side of the Cascades and over the crest. But some showers will be rotating around over western Washington during the day today. And there's a good chance of a Puget Sound convergence zone north of the city. So, a little bit more rain today. Tomorrow, Saturday, will be the transition day. As the disturbance moves past, we'll have some clouds in the morning Saturday, maybe a few errant showers. But as it moves towards the east, we'll start drying out. So I expect the sun to come out during the morning and into the afternoon, and temperatures rising up probably into the lower 70s if you're away from the water. So a pretty decent day, especially after the early morning. Sunday looks delightful. It'll be sunny. Temperatures will be in the mid-70s. And in fact, Monday looks even better. A mini high pressure builds over us, and temperatures could surge the upper 70s, even near 80. So definitely an improving trend. And then, quite frankly, next week is just going to be as perfect as you can imagine. We're not going to have any big heat, but no rain either. So temperatures will get up into the mid-70s, maybe a little clouds each morning, but then we'll have sun each day. So almost a perfect week next week.
Nice. So a big improvement. But this week officially marked the start of summer with the solstice passing. So this June gloom that we've been experiencing, is that really normal?
It is. I mean, it is extremely typical to have a lot of clouds and really modest temperatures, temperatures in the 60s, maybe up to 70 during June. And the reason is high pressure. High pressure builds in the eastern Pacific, and that tends to push the cloudy marine air off the Pacific right into us. So very, very typical. And right now, precipitation is close to normal for most places in western Washington. So what happens is the high pressure finally builds so far north that we start getting some offshore flow, and eventually we clear out. And that's normally sometime after July 4th. And then July is the most perfect month, especially the second half.
Something to look forward to. Now, we've been seeing headlines this week about California's fires and record temps in places like Phoenix in the interior Southwest. Temperatures as high as 115 to 125 degrees Fahrenheit. Is our weather at all connected with the intense heat that they're experiencing down there?
It is. And in fact, it's associated with this upper level pattern that's been very persistent during the last week. What we've had is this upper level trough that's over the Northwest and up into the Northeast Pacific. But right next to it, there's a ridge. If there's a trough one place, there's a ridge next to it. And so we've had this high pressure ridge over the Intermountain West, and that descended southwestward into Southern California. So it's a sort of a tilting structure. So they had high pressure into Southern California, while at the same time there was a trough or low pressure over us. And so the difference in weather between the north and south part of the West Coast has been profound. I mean, our temperatures have been in the 60s. Some places have getting down into the 40s at night. While going down to California with that ridges, they've had offshore flow and temperatures surging into the hundreds, even a few miles away from the water. And if you get to the other side of the Sierra, the temperatures surge up into the 115, 125 degree range. Really amazing.
And it's all connected. So what about the rain that has been falling lately here at home? You've identified some interesting patterns you were telling me about. Why are the heaviest rains, why have they been in the central Cascades?
Well, the thing is that this is spring and now early summer. With high pressure offshore, we've tended to get westerly, northwesterly flow, even when it's raining. And what happens is that tends to produce Puget Sound convergence zones, which occur from that direction. Now, the convergence zone is when the air goes around the mountain and converges around the Olympics and converges on the other side over Puget Sound. Well, with northwesterly and westerly flow, that tends to produce an area of heavier precipitation just to the east of Seattle and Snohomish County. And so if you go into the Cascades on the western slopes there, they've been hammered. Some places have gotten 1, 2, 3 inches of rain. So there's a hot spot of rain that's essentially downstream of the Olympics due to the Puget Sound convergence zone.
All right, thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.